Welcome everybody to KickServeRadio.com, Tennis on Air with Andy Zoden. Today's segment is brought to you by the United States Professional Tennis Association, and I happen to be joined by two USTA pros. Kevin Theos is president of the USPTA Southern Division, is a member of the USPTA National Executive Committee, and is the founder and chair of actually the topic we're going to talk about today, which is the USPTA Career and Leader Mentoring Program. I'm also joined by Mitch White, who's been a mentor in the program and is also part of the operating team. Mitch has had a very successful professional career. He is currently the CEO of Culinary Health Solutions and COO for the Be Well Company, and he is currently the co-director of the Junior Advanced Academy at the Ion Club in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Kevin, good to have you on board. Mitch, you as well.
Andy, thanks for having us.
So guys, let's talk about this program. Kevin, I know that the USPTA Career and Leader Program is something that is very near and dear to your heart. Talk about the impetus behind the program and what is going on with it now.
Well, the impetus behind it is that, you know, there have been a lot of mentoring programs, and there still are, and within the USPTA and outside the USPTA. And it just seemed that some of them have more durability than others. And I thought that this would be a great opportunity to help pros advance their careers and figure out for some pros what they want to do. So the program is, it's really a mentoring program that helps pros clarify their career goals and take steps to achieve those goals.
And Mitch, for you, it was a little bit coincidental. You got involved by responding to a USPTA marketing email that Kevin put out announcing a new leadership and career development mentoring program, and got involved from there.
That's right, Andy. I actually didn't know how I might become involved. I just knew I liked the way Kevin described the program in that initial email. And I reached out to him, told him I was interested, but not sure in what capacity. And then after a couple of conversations where he discovered my business background and my interest in mentoring, he invited me to be a mentor. And that was for the Southern Region program, which was launched in 2017. And then during that year as a mentor, Kevin and I began communicating frequently about issues and ideas to improve the participants' experience. By the end of the program, Kevin mentioned that the success of it had prompted Gary Trost, the president of the USPTA, to task him with creating and rolling out a nationwide version of the program. And Kevin asked me to work on it with him, and we just completed our first successful year of that nationwide rollout of the Leadership and Career Development Mentoring Program for the USPTA.
As a result of the success and of the experience of this first year, Kevin, where do you see this program heading at this point?
Well, I really think that the sky's the limit. I mean, we have around 300 individuals involved in the program currently. That's counting mentors and mentees. We are constantly updating the program based on the feedback we get from the very strongest mentors and mentees telling us what's working well, what's not working as well. And I just envision that this is going to continue to get bigger and bigger. But, you know, really for me, this comes down to individual successes of the pros. When I talk to pros who are involved, both mentors and mentees, and they describe just the successes that they're having, and just the value that they're seeing from it and developing these relationships that they're going to have that go way beyond the time that they're in this program together. It's just very gratifying, and I see this is going to be successful for many other people in the future.
Mitch, when I look at some of your experiences, I see a lot of success both on and off the court and in and out of the sport. When you're working with these mentees, are you strictly sort of working with them from a tennis industry perspective, or are you able to also impart some of the wisdom of your business background from outside of tennis?
Well, and great question, Andy. Actually, that's a lot of my interest in this. I've been a mentor in a number of different programs. And my having left a career in tennis the first half of my life and going into the business world, my hope was to bring a perspective to these mentees and to the program that I absolutely did not have when I was immersed in tennis. Really, and specifically, the goal for me was to help them identify the leadership skills that they already possessed, how to better use those skills, and then how to identify and achieve a career path that both satisfied them personally as well as utilize the skills they already have. And in the tennis industry, I mean, a lot of us look at what we're doing is in a kind of a myopic scope that there are only X types of jobs available and X types of opportunities. And so my goal was to really bring that outside business perspective to it that would allow them to look at it from a more top-level position of what they might do with their career.
When you see a guy like Mitch come in and bring the variety of experiences that he's got, Kevin, does it get your wheel spinning in different directions with what kind of things this mentoring program can bring to our younger pros and to maybe help them identify certain strengths and maybe business aptitudes that they may not even realize they had, and to try to bring in people from various industries to give our young tennis pros lots of different perspectives on what's going on in the business world that could actually help enhance their career as a pro or make them maybe rethink their career path?
Well, I'm glad that you asked that. You know, Mitch has been vital to the success of this program in a number of ways. And one particular way is that he's actually brought in some mentors who are in the business world who have had phenomenal success. And those business people are serving as mentors for some of our younger pros and helping them figure out what they want to do and how they can, you know, be successful in business, because it's more than just tennis. And, I think that, you know, as we expand this program, there will be opportunities to bring in other, individuals with similar experiences to supplement the master pros and other pros that we have who are serving as mentors. So I think this can help, just in a variety of ways, and especially getting those outside perspectives.
Speaking of outside perspectives, Mitch, I've been dealing with a lot of teenagers this summer in particular. And what I'm finding is there are certain things about what they're dealing with in their world that I need them to kind of keep me up to date with, particularly this age of social media and how it affects them as people and as a result as tennis players. Do you feel like it's a little bit of a two-way street of information? It's two-way traffic, if you will, with those of us that are a little bit older having to absorb some information from the younger generation as much as it is us imparting our experience onto them?
Well, it certainly is. I think any kind of a mentoring relationship or working relationship is a two-way street. And being able to speak each other's language is really a part of the ability to accomplish anything. And, you know, for me personally, I look at what I learned on a tennis court as a kid and then playing Satellites Challenger Tour and then being, you know, in the sport as a coach and then a director. Everything that I've learned in my business life as well, I've learned on a tennis court. And that communication with the people around me, in both direction, that bidirectional communication, had a lot to do with me understanding the life lessons that I got through tennis. So if we're not listening to what they have to say and what they're experiencing, we're really missing out quite a bit. But then if they're not open to hearing some of our old-fashioned hard work ethic, you know, the old school ways as well, then there's something lost on that end. So I think it really is that blend is critically important.
Kevin, as we move forward as an association and our relationship with the USTA is continuing to evolve, there are accreditation issues at stake right now. How do you see the mentoring program growing and potentially being a part of what the USTA is doing? How big do you see this thing becoming? How big and significant would you like to see it become?
Well, I almost see it as a, you know, sort of a bookend to the way that accreditation is sizing up right now or being described. So within accreditation, they are, of course, discussing having what they're calling mentoring. It's a little bit different, I think, than mentoring, which is a new pro has to have so many apprentice, so to speak, hours on court and education, and they have someone helping them along the way with their teaching skills. And that is just really important for their development. But at the beginning part, I mean, helping them figure out, well, what direction do they want to take? So, for example, you have individuals in these PTM programs, they could very well participate in our mentoring program to figure out what it is that they want to do when they get out of their PTM program. Then they would supplement or finish with the USPTA and USTA 1,500 hours and that process. And then a year or two later, get involved in the program that we have right now. I mean, we have pros who have been in the industry for a long time or are actually in as mentees. And so, you know, we would get them at the front where they figure out what they want to do. Then the USPTA's program that they're working out with USTA would come in and then finish with what we have in place currently. So I think it has huge potential to be expanded all over.
You certainly hit the jackpot when you put out an informative email, and then all of a sudden, you know, here comes Mitch White wanting to be a part of this deal. For those that are listening today that would like to become a part of this mentoring program, Kevin, tell them how to do so.
Well, the USPTA has been sending out emails about the being able to be a part of the program. But if anyone is interested, they can just send an email to uspta mentoring@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to help them.
Mitch, it sounds like you got quite a bit on your plate to begin with, let alone to be a mentor as well. It's really not something that draws you away from your career. You really haven't had to take your eye off the ball at work, so to speak. And you still, it sounds like, had a real rewarding go at this so far. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been extremely rewarding, both mentoring the folks that I've been able to work with and then working with Kevin. And the beauty of this program is that it's all self-scheduled. We schedule when it works for us. And so mentor and mentee pick the times that work for them. Kevin and I pick the times that work for us. And I actually have put a considerable amount of time into it, but I haven't really, it's not had any effect on my work. In fact, it's probably enhanced my work because just the satisfaction and joy it brings has a calming effect. So it's been a great experience, and I really, for me, the idea of being able to help guide somebody along the way on a path that I would have loved to have had a program like this back when I was director at a swim and tennis club after I got off the satellite tour. It would have been really helpful. A lot of mistakes that I made, I would have liked to have prevented by having somebody's ear that had some experience in the world that could have maybe given me some guidance.
It's outstanding work that you guys are doing. I appreciate it. I know we all do in our profession. My guests today on KickServeRadio.com, Tennis on Air with Andy Zoden, have been Kevin Theos and Mitch White, and they are discussing a labor of love, which is the USPTA Career and Leader Mentoring Program. Gentlemen, thanks so much for taking the time to join me today, and continued success with this great initiative. I really appreciate it, and I know that all the young pros around the country do as well.
Thanks, Andy.
Thanks so much, Andy.
Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever